restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you find yourself in the workplace or you're a student, maybe you're an at-home parent, maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who has never really had faith and you're starting to search for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. We'd like to open the program with some scripture readings, and we have three today that are focusing on Thanksgiving. The first one comes from the New Testament. It's the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. It goes like this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The next one comes from the Old Testament, is Psalm 75, verse 1. It's a short one. It goes like this. We give thanks to you, God. We give thanks to you, for your name is near. People tell about your wonderful works. And finally, we're back in the New Testament. It's 1 Thessalonians verse 5, 6, excuse me, chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. I just love this scripture. It goes like this. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We'd like to say on this show, if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through His Word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the Word and ask God to reveal Himself to you. He will, and you'll never be the same again. You'll be a new creation. There's life-giving power in the Word because it brings a person into a living relationship with the living God. Read the Word. Just do it. And thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes if you want to hear the previous programs, or you can visit our website. It's mark5ministries.com. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
A child dies. The fun, the joy, the laughter, and the dreams all end. Shock, disbelief, and emptiness take over. No one can hurt this much and survive. Yet tens of thousands of parents, siblings, and grandparents do, every year, with help from the Compassionate Friends, a national self-help support organization for families that have suffered the devastating loss of a child and are going through the natural grieving process. With more than 600 chapters in the United States, the Compassionate Friends holds meetings designed to throw you a lifeline of hope, friendship, and understanding. There's also online support. To learn more about this phenomenal organization, call 877-969-0010 or visit them on the web at CompassionateFriends.org. The Compassionate Friends, supporting family after a child dies.
And then you're out of desperation. You're not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, we have back with us is Greg Dickerson. And let me explain. My parents are faithful listeners to this program. My mother tunes in, and father tune in every Sunday, and they've always told me they like that guy, Greg Dickerson. I think they like listening to Greg more than they like listening to me, which is fine. And so this is a little Thanksgiving present to my mother, having Greg Dickerson on the program. Greg, sorry to spring that on you, but you're popular in my household.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm very flattered to hear that.
Oh, you've got a great testimony. God has done great things in your life, and I'm wondering kind of what comes to the top of your head when you think about being thankful this time of year, kind of having an attitude of gratitude. Kind of what comes to mind for you, Greg Dickerson?
You know, there are a number of things, but when you talk about thankfulness and gratefulness, you know, a lot of times that's associated with a gift. And when you were doing the introduction, I was reading James 1, you know, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds. And there's another translation, I think it's the Message, that says consider it a pure gift when you go through trials and difficulties. And, you know, we've discussed that before, I think, trying to be grateful and thankful even when you're facing unbelievable obstacles and challenges. And there's probably a lot of people listening to this show that maybe tuned in and are going through the worst time they could have ever imagined in their life, maybe something they never, ever thought could happen to them. You and I have been through those things, you know, stripped of almost everything that we know and have and thought defined us as men, right? And how do you find thankfulness and gratefulness in that moment when you wake up and you go, I've got nothing left that the world calls, you know, in the eyes of the world, what we called successful, you know, as a man? That's an interesting contemplation.
And then how do you, as James said it in the Message version, how do you call that a gift? And that takes quite... I think it's Rick Warren, one of my favorite pastors that I listen to out at Saddleback Church in California, talks about how sometimes it takes audacious faith to consider that a gift or consider it pure joy. But the key for me, Greg, has been that verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18 that we started with on the program. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. And when I've kind of ended up face to face with that verse and looked at it, stared at it, meditated on it, and I've been challenged by that verse, quite frankly. And the Apostle Paul doesn't say give thanks some of the time, or give thanks when you feel like it, or give thanks when you're winning, or give thanks when things are going great in your life. It's the encouragement that he gives is to give thanks in all circumstances. And so let me just kind of connect the dots for you, Greg Dickerson, is for me, when I learned to take that verse and do it backwards, that's where it started to make sense. So in other words, when I have been going through challenging times in my life, when I take that word, the God-breathed word of God, and I start with the give thanks part, so I figure out if I'm going through something really kind of difficult, I start, there's something you can be thankful for. It may just be the comfortable shoes that you're wearing that day. Start with that. When I start giving thanks for the friends that I have and the family, all of a sudden the mood starts to change. And the reality is I call that prayer. And so the Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. Well, when I'm giving thanks, that's a form of prayer. And what I find that bubbles up out of me is that first piece, is the overflow of joy. And so sometimes in my life, and my family is right there to confirm this, the joy has been a missing piece in my life. But sometimes when I sense that that's going on, or there's difficulties all around, I run to this verse and I start with the giving thanks. And what a time of year to give thanks when it's, you know, you have the holidays and you have family and friends that are near you. You realize what's important in your life. And if you just take a moment to give thanks, again, for me, that's the hinge point. That's the spring point to discovering this joy piece.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when you talk about praying continually, it is. It's a conversation with God throughout the day, every day, throughout the night, every night. And, you know, I've been very fortunate to be able to travel the world. So I went in the military right out of high school. I was in the Navy. And I think it's all about perspective. And you and I have talked many times on this show and in general about the eternal perspective, you know, meaning the perspective of God, the way God looks at us, the way God sees this planet. And you've heard the expression, everything's on loan from God. So we didn't create this world. We didn't create this universe. You know, we didn't create ourselves. God created us and everything in this world, and we're just stewards of it. It's on loan while we're here on this planet. And when I traveled to very poor countries, and, you know, I've seen some things that it's just amazing how some people live, and they're completely happy. And it's all about perspective. You know, when you think about what is it that really upsets us, what are we agitated about, why are we mad, our coffee's not hot enough, the traffic's a little thick, you know, our pants are getting a little tight, you know, the bank account's getting a little slim. You know, the things that we get upset about, right, and we get annoyed with and we let attack our joy and steal our joy, when you really sit back and take an eternal perspective on those things, it really is amusing. And you got to think God's up there just laughing at us going, you know, you guys just don't get it. And one of my favorite people in the world, you know, inspirational speakers is Zig Ziglar. You know, and Zig Ziglar talks about all the things that money can't buy and all of the things that money can't buy. You know, money can buy you a great mattress, but it can't buy you a good night's sleep. You know, money can buy you a really nice house, but it can't buy you the love of a home. You know, those types of things. So I like to look at that eternal perspective and think about, no matter what the situation, man, I wake up every day, I've got a roof over my head, I've got food to eat. Even when I had nothing, even when I was stripped of everything and I had $0 in the bank account at one point in my life, as an adult man who had millions at one point, I went down to zero and back. Even at that point, man, I still had food, I had clothes, I had friends, I had an automobile. I lived in a country where I could make my own decisions, worship who I wanted to worship, go where I wanted to go. I mean, that's pretty cool. You know, it's kind of hard to be upset and not be joyful about that.
Well, and I look at you today, Greg, and I think about, of course, we all have lots to be thankful for, but it's been a big year for you in your life, 2016. I think you'll look back. You've remarried, have a new family. Business is good. And so I know you've talked about the challenges, but I'm here to say job well done to you, because you really persevered through some really difficult times. But look at you now. You're doing really good.
Well, like I said, I knew from eternal perspective, you know, it's just temporary. You go through things, and the bottom line is you keep your faith. You don't give up. You keep pushing. You keep trying. You keep showing up, and good things will happen. You know, if you go the other way and you get down and then you blame everybody and everything and circumstances and all that, well, you may never recover. But, you know, I knew that, you know, things were happening for a reason. I learned a tremendous amount through all of that. Difficult times. I became more mature in my faith. I became more mature as a man. I became a better person.
We're talking with Greg Dickerson, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. And Greg, we're going to take a break here in just a minute, but talk to our listeners about how important it is to surround yourself with other people who are really seeking God and trying to go deep in their faith. I look at your kind of inner circle, and you have a lot of strong believers around you. How important is that for you or for our listeners to kind of put yourself in a position where you have people that are encouraging each other spiritually?
Yeah, well, you know, Richie McKay, a good friend of ours that's, you know, former associate head coach here at UVA basketball at Liberty now, used to say, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And one of the things that has made me successful in business is I've always tried to surround myself with people that were smarter and wiser than me. So that's what I try to find, are people that maybe have a more mature, deeper faith than me, that or more spiritually disciplined, and dialogue. So I try to cultivate that dialogue every day intentionally. Instead of talking about idle, trivial things, you know, we're only here for a short time. Let's talk about the deep issues of faith that people face every single day. So it's kind of something I've always done in my life, and I always try to find like-minded people to help bring each other up. So everybody, you know, builds each other. Everybody practices those disciplines together on a daily basis. It's been very vital, you know, extremely important to me. And then there are times when I've been the one lifting a group up in those circumstances as well. But I need to be fed. So I think it's very important to surround yourself with people that share your values, that share your disciplines, and that help build each other up and deepen each other's faith.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to chat some more with Greg Dickerson, and we're going to touch down on some spiritual disciplines that may help you with this attitude of gratitude or having a spirit of thanksgiving. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're going to take a break and be right back. Please stay with us.
The Christmas season is upon us, and that means Toy Lift here in Charlottesville. If you've never been to it, it is a unique experience. Tom Powell, the founder.
Friday, December 2nd this year, we're going to have our 26th annual Toy Lift to benefit the children of Central Virginia.
How many kids this year?
In the neighborhood of 4,000 kids.
And it's not just toys.
Toys, games, books, bicycles, a little bit of everything. Go to our website, toylift.org, and find out information, or you can make a donation right there, or sign up to be a volunteer or a sponsor. We always need volunteers and sponsors because without them, we couldn't pull this off.
Toy Lift, we dangle local celebrities in front of oncoming traffic, and we do, for your enjoyment, and then you reward us by dropping off toys, books, and games.
Toylift.org, you can find out everything. You can find out where all of our 7 locations are. We make it simple. You can go to just about anywhere.
Stay tuned. You'll hear where your favorite Monticello Media radio personalities will be during Toy Lift December 2nd. Toylift.org. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Joe.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is my good friend Greg Dickerson. Greg is a real estate entrepreneur in Charlottesville and Central Virginia, and he certainly understands the highs and lows of life and the highs and lows of business, and is a strong believer, and I love having him on the program. And Greg, I want to talk to you a little bit about some spiritual disciplines, and I want to tell you the journey that I'm on here, and it might help you or some of our listeners. I read this book several years ago called 1,000 Blessings. It's by an author named Ann Voskamp, and Ann had some a real tragedy early in her life, and it was a real difficult situation for her early in her life. And anyway, in her book, the 1,000 Blessings ends up being a friend of hers dared her to make a list of 1,000 things that she's thankful for. And it started with just a couple a day, 2 or 3 a day. And so she started writing these things down. And what she ended up describing is it ended up really turning into 1,000 ways that God loves her. And so I read this book a few years ago, kind of breezed through it. For whatever reason, the book was brought back to me here recently, and I read it again, and my wife's reading it now. And so we said, you know what, this is probably, let's do this. And so I'm here to tell you I'm on 84 things today that I'm thankful for, at least that I've chronicled so far. But it's really been an interesting journey for me when you just take the kind of the ordinary things of life that you take for granted. For instance, number 33 on the list is when I was walking the dogs one of the mornings here recently, and you had that incredible supermoon that was still up in the sky, to be able to just kind of look up and see God's creation, that landed on the list. And you start to think of things that you're thankful for. And what I found, which I've mentioned on this program before, is that King David said in Psalm 16:11, in your presence is fullness of joy. And so what I found is my list of things that I'm thankful for, it sort of like opened a door for me to experience more of God's presence and to really kind of the way that Ann Voskamp describes it, she calls it living Eucharisteo. It comes from the word Eucharist that sounds familiar to everybody. But she goes into a little bit deeper and describes in the gospel how the night before Jesus was put to death on the cross, he broke bread and gave thanks. And it was that moment, knowing that he was facing the cross the next day, he still found a way to give thanks. And that kind of ties back to our earlier conversation, being able to give thanks even during really, really difficult times. But it was, for me, it was creating a lifestyle of being intentionally thankful throughout the day. And what I found is when you create this list, and that's my encouragement for our listeners, is start with just a couple a day, things that you're thankful for. And what I do is I don't have a written journal. I type it into the notepad on my iPhone. And so what happens is your whole day can turn around when you just take a moment to be thankful. And that's where this book, again, by Ann Voskamp, it's been so good and helpful to kind of set me in into this spiritual discipline. And that's something that I have found that has really helped me. Now I'm coming to you, Greg. What are some spiritual disciplines that maybe you do, not necessarily for gratitude or thankfulness, but just to keep your life close to God?
Yeah, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? Mm. So whatever you focus on expands. Mm. So the ways that I stay close to God is, number one, I look for him everywhere. Mm. I look for God everywhere in everything, and I try to stay really in tune with that and, you know, hear from God. So, like, he doesn't talk to me audibly, but he'll talk to me through other people, through circumstances, through things, if I'm open to it. And, you know, that mindset of gratefulness and thankfulness, you know, you could translate that into a positive attitude. So if you're running around thinking about, man, I don't make enough money, you know, I have the right job, I don't have the right, you know, house, I don't have the right, you know, if you're just always thinking about what's wrong in your life, you know, the enemy, you know, the devil is out there looking to steal and destroy your joy, your happiness. You know, that's what he's after. And if you're dwelling on those things, you know, that's the direction your life's going to head. But if you're dwelling on everything, like you said, to be grateful for and thankful for, even the little things, mm-hmm. even when things are just totally just upside down in your life, there's always something you can find. Now, that's easy to say. There's people that are losing spouses. There's people that are losing and lost children.
Yes.
There's people that are losing everything. Mm-hmm. I haven't been through those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't been through a tragedy like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to say for the things that I've been through, but we know people that have been through the other. And, you know, they will tell you that even during those times, the things that came in and through those circumstances were things that they could be thankful and grateful for. So for me, it's, you know, every night before I go to sleep, I'm talking to God. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this day, mm-hmm. for everything in this day. Thank you for the opportunity to that you've given me, this life. You know, I'm thankful for this environment. Every time you drive around Charlottesville, we're in such a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can you not be aware of God and creation and be thankful for this view that we have,
mm-hmm.
That we just, you know, that's around us every day? And when I wake up every morning, that's the first thing I'm doing, is I'm talking to God and just, hey, thank you that I'm awake and I have the opportunity to live this day that you've created, that you've blessed us with. You know, what an awesome opportunity to be out there and just be in the world and just be a light and an influence and and have an impact and to do something positive with my life and something that's going to benefit, hopefully, you know, my family, but others as well, and to be productive and to just have the opportunity to even go to work.
Mm.
So, you know, those are the types of things that I do. And I think it made him, you know, you talk about the thousand blessings. I can't remember if it was you in one of our discussions where you were talking about a gratefulness walk or a walk of gratefulness, mm-hmm. and just getting out every day and taking a walk and just taking a few minutes and thinking about the things that you're grateful
yes.
for and thankful for. And that's a great time to journal with your iPhone and just write it down in there, mm-hmm. or whatever you have with you if you're walking, and just taking that thankfulness walk,
mm-hmm.
You know, for a few minutes every day. But, you know, for me, it's just being aware. You know, awareness is the key. And, you know, the key to happiness is to be grateful and to be thankful for everything in all circumstances. You know, it can so easily go the other way that, you know, a lot of unhappiness is the awareness of the things you don't have. you know, versus being thankful for the things you do have. And when I say things, I mean everything. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're alive and breathing in and out, and that we can walk on 2 feet, and that we can run, and that we can walk dogs, and that, you know, we're not laid up in a hospital bed or a wheelchair. And, you know, not that that would be miserable. I think you can find things to be thankful even in that circumstance, right? But, you know, all things being equal, we get up out of bed, we stand up on 2 feet on our own, we feed ourselves, we walk out the door. I mean, that's a pretty big deal for a lot of people right
there. That's right. We're talking about spiritual disciplines that can perhaps lead you to a thankful attitude. And we have Greg Dickerson as our guest on the program today. Greg, there's a couple other things that I've learned kind of the hard way in terms of spiritual disciplines. I had a teacher one time who told me to guard your portals, meaning pay attention to what your eyes see and what your ears hear. And by that, you know, if you turn on the news today, sometimes the news can be rather contentious, and there's nothing wrong with getting the news. But if you become obsessed with the news, and that can become a distraction to you. And then you have to be careful what you're listening to. If you're riding in the car, or the music that you have on your iPhone, or whatever, however you choose to listen to it, you just have to guard that. And so what I've really tried to do when I'm really trying to kind of turn things around for me, you mentioned the verse in Romans 12, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the renewing of the mind for me is to be intentional on studying God's word. And I've come up with different ways to do that, but I follow a pretty rigorous Bible reading plan each day that I try to dig into. And I find that out of that, there's a message for the day that comes. And so I really try to stay intentional with, rather than being addicted to the news or the program of the day, I really try to let my eyeballs feed on God's word. And I find that during that time, he's talking to me.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And that's exactly it. You know, you can think yourself into or out of just about anything. And your thinking comes from what you put in your mind, you know, and those come from audio influences, media influences. It's important to know what's going on in your community. So there is a place for the news. But at the same token, are you sitting there throwing stuff at the TV and arguing and fight, you know, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, in addition to the morning waking up, thanking God, I get, you know, my phone out and I start reading verses and Bible, and, you know, we discuss it. And the other aspects of it, so I pour everything I can into myself. You know, I've read a lot of business books in my life and transformed my business career through that. I've also transformed my faith life through the same way, surrounding myself with the right kind of influences, the right kind of music, right kind of movies, right kind of books. But prayer, more than anything else, prayer. Mm-hmm. So taking those things in and then taking it to God and talking to God, just like you and I are talking right now. God, what do you want me to do with this? What do you want me to hear? What do you want me to know? Speak to my heart. And that's what I mean by looking for God everywhere and everything. You take those influences in, you surround yourself with people and media and influences like that, and it becomes easy to know when God's talking to you.
Amazing things happen when you turn to God for a partnership. And Greg Dickerson, I am so thankful for you. I'm thankful for our good friend Joe Thomas here in the studio. And Greg, Joe, to you and your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need.